The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
I've discovered that women are wiser than men because they know less and understand more.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. I'm glad to see that everybody in the Laugh Club is on time today. That is everybody except Ginger, Little Magnolia Blossom.
You know, Mr. Holtz, I don't know why, but I'm always buying things that don't spend half of it window shopping.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know where to put the 12 windows I bought.
Say, you know, that reminds me, I gave a store a check. And they turned it.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Mr. Holtz? What are you going to buy with it this time?
I don't know. Maybe a jail sentence. What were you shopping for, honey?
I was looking for a sports, Mr. Holtz, but I couldn't find a thing.
Yes, I imagine it's a little hard to find something in a size 39 squat.
Well, at least, Mr. Holtz, you have nothing to worry about. They have plenty of clothes for you.
For me?
Yes, they were designed especially for people who have no taste.
You win, you win. Well, what did you finally buy?
I bought Jack Jessup some monogram stationery.
Monogram stationery? Well, that's very nice. But aren't you afraid that he'll use it to write to some other girls?
Oh, no, Mr. Holtz. He won't be able to write to other girls. You see, the monogram reads, Dear Ginger.
Well, I suppose that we could go on like this for hours. But here's a little story. Here's a little story about Zeke and Lem. Here's a couple of hillbillies who really hated each other. And one day, they're walking down the street and they meet. He says, hello, Zeke. He says, hello, Lem. He says, you know something? He says, I don't like you. He says, I wish you all the hard luck in the world. He says, I hope someday that you don't have any bread to eat. I hope you come over to my house, ask me for some bread. He says, and I hope that I ain't got any bread to give to you. Well, he says, you call that hard luck? He says, that's nothing. Here's the kind of hard luck I wish you. He says, I hope someday that you're up in a tree. He says, I hope you fall down from the tree. He says, and I hope that you lose every tooth in your head except one. He says, well, why one? Well, he says, I want you to have one tooth so you'll have a toothache.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Holtz, you're always talking about a good investment. Well, I heard that one of the stores is running a sale on 1912 calendars. You ought to go down there fast and buy the whole stock.
Now, Ginger, what would I do with 1912 calendars? 1912 is long since gone.
Yes, but if it ever comes back, Mr. Holtz, think of all the money you'll make.
I can't.